Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, January 8th. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. We're just a few days into the new year, and those footsteps you hear are Uncle Sam's. In the next few weeks, year-end income statements will be arriving in the mail. Not long after that, it'll be time to prepare your tax returns. What's worse than doing your taxes once? Having to amend your return because you made an error and send it into the IRS again.
In many cases, people forget to include important deductions or credits or some other tax breaks, or maybe they've forgotten to include some income that they received. Or sometimes after you file, you get a revised form from some financial institution saying, oh, we made a mistake on how much we gave you before on your form. Here's the revised form.
That's Wall Street Journal contributor Tom Herman. He's got tips on what to do now to avoid having to make corrections later on your tax return. That's coming up. Even with the widespread use of sophisticated tax preparation software, it's easy to make costly errors and omissions on your tax return. Wall Street Journal contributor Tom Herman is here to explain how to avoid having to send in an amended return and whether you should inform the IRS at all if you notice you made an error. So, Tom, based on IRS statistics, lots of people are still having to go back and redo parts of their tax returns.
That's right. If you have to redo your tax return, you have plenty of company. The IRS told me that they received about 3.5 million amended returns last year, and it's roughly been in that neighborhood for each of the past few years, too. It's very easy to make mistakes on your tax returns or to omit items that you don't discover until later. One person once said, even if you fill out your tax return on the level, sometimes you don't know when you're done if you're a crook or a martyr.
What are some of the most common reasons for amending a tax return?
In many cases, people forget to include important deductions or credits or some other tax breaks, or maybe they've forgotten to include some income that they received. Or sometimes after you file, you get a revised form from some financial institution saying, oh, we made a mistake on how much we gave you before on your form. Here's the revised form. And that can often trigger an amended return.
And it's not up to the IRS to notice errors or report errors back to you.
The IRS says it will catch routine math errors. Some tax experts I spoke to said, yes, that's usually true. But if you discover a significant math error, don't count on the IRS computers catching it. Consider filing an amended return depending on the facts of the case and how large the amount is.
What is the threshold for having to amend a tax return? What would be too negligible of an error?
Let's say you get a form from a financial institution showing a very small change in what the institution originally told you that you got in dividends. For instance, supposing you got a form showing you got $10 less in dividends than you were originally told. In that case, you have to ask yourself, does it really pay to amend your return and go to all the hassles involved? When it's a tiny amount, the refund difference would be very small. In that case, tax experts have told me you can probably skip it. However, if it's a significant increase and you owe the IRS a lot of money, then you do want to fix it. Otherwise, you could face interest and penalties.
And if you use the tax software programs to do your taxes, if you have to amend your taxes and file an amended tax return, you have to do it the old-fashioned way.
Surprisingly, the IRS wants everybody to file electronically, but surprisingly, they won't let you amend a tax return electronically. You do have to do it the old-fashioned paper way.
So you would go to the IRS website and download the right form?
That's right. You go to the IRS website, irs.gov, and download Form 1040X, and you have to fill out the form and send it back.
So people are getting their W-2 forms at the end of January, right around there. What can they do now to put themselves in a position so they don't make a lot of errors?
Well, one is to make sure that you have a list of what you reported last year. That can often help you remember what you're supposed to have. Sometimes it's easy to forget a small amount of interest or dividends. We hardly get any interest anymore in our checking accounts, but it's important to have all those documents laid out or to send them to your tax preparer. Most Americans now use a tax preparer. Also, make sure that you have any important documents such as receipts that you hope to deduct. Now, most Americans are not going to itemize their deductions anymore because of changes in the tax law. They'll take instead what's called the standard deduction. But if you itemize your deductions, make sure you have all the receipts necessary that you need, such as receipts for charitable gifts.
So if somebody has to amend their tax return, what's the time frame to do it?
You don't have an unlimited amount of time. If you want to claim a credit or a refund, you generally have to do it within 3 years after the date you filed your original return or within 2 years after the date the tax was paid, whichever comes later. And that's important. A lot of people think, well, I made a mistake on a return 5 years ago. I can fix it now. Now, there are exceptions, as there are so often with tax laws. For example, the IRS can suspend the time limit for certain people who are physically or mentally unable to manage their financial affairs. And there's also a special rule for amending a return if you have a bad debt or a worthless security. In those cases, the amended return generally has to be filed within 7 years after the due date of the return for the year in which the debt or security became worthless. A lot of people don't know about that.
And if you owe more money, you discover you owe more money and you file the amended return, will the interest begin piling up from the IRS?
It could. It depends on the facts and circumstances of your case. But yes, definitely, the IRS does not waive interest whenever interest comes into play.
And so when would it not be a good idea or not be necessary to amend a tax return?
That's a great question, because there are times when that could be exactly the wrong approach, and it could even backfire. I spoke to a lawyer, Brian Scarlatos, at Castellanos & Fink. He said, if your return is already under audit, it's usually not a good idea to file an amended return. It's better just to reply to the request for documents or information the IRS wants. Don't file an amended return typically in those cases. And also, consider talking to a lawyer or an enrolled agent or an accountant if anything could involve criminal issues. In that case, it might be better just to deal with a professional instead of filing an amended return. The professional can explore the various options that you have.
So if somebody does need to amend their return, they should depend on their research if they find additional funds or less funds. They need to re-report numbers, but they should not necessarily wait for the IRS to tell them to amend it.
Typically, it's better for you to go to the IRS than to have the IRS come to you. But again, it depends on the details of the case. And that's why if there's anything that could involve criminal issues, you want to talk to a tax pro, preferably a lawyer who's experienced in that area. Don't just blindly amend the return.
All right. That's Tom Herman. He's tax columnist for the Wall Street Journal's Wealth Management section, and he's good enough to join us here in our studio. Tom, thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for including me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.